Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of good stuff coming in regards to the Braves. How you feel, and how you feel is how you should feel.
Right.
And for a team that's in first place, you want to remain in first place. You want to be, you know, you don't want to be the hunted, right? I mean, you do right. Want to be the hunted. You want teams to be trying to chase you down. You don't want to try to have to go and win this division in the last month of the season, Mike, because you've had, you know, a terrible losing streak because your pitching has failed you. We've been very lucky this year. And now, look, luck is a part of this. And I hope it continues. And right. I do want to say this, because a guy said, man, can you imagine, Dukes, I hear you guys, you know, fussing about this. Can you imagine these guys that are coming to town? Look, this is not an indictment of Lane Thomas, okay?
No. And that's a nice pickup. You needed him. It's a nice pickup.
Of Brent Suter. Right. None of these guys are going to come to town. They're going to work their ass off. They're going to try to help us. This is an indictment of our organization and how they handle business.
Correct.
Stand on business.
Right.
Let's be about winning all the time, and when you have a chance to improve your team, that's all this is about. No indictment about, you know, Tyler Malley or whatever. Mike, none of that.
And look, if we're lucky, Malley with a 5 ERA gets things cooking. He had a 9-strikeout performance, also gave up 5 earned runs his last outing for the, But, hey, let's just hope these guys come together. In 2021, I thought this team was dead in the water, under 500. Not even a shot for first place at the time when Ronald Acuna goes out into the injury. When I said fire sale it, right? And that would have been something I think most Braves fans would have agreed with. Alex did not quit, made moves that nobody really understood at the time. Jorge Soler, Rosario, Jock Peterson.
Mid moves.
Again, and he's always made mid moves.
That's the
now,
thing.
Some of this is because he's not allowed to spend big money. Like, he can never go trade for a guy, and now the Braves are going to take on a contract that's $25 million a year. That's an impossibility. They just don't do that. The only contracts they dole out are to their own prospects because that keeps the fans happy. But so far, it's only given us one World Series. The division titles are great, guys, but who gives a crap when you can win the wild card, you know, and still go to the World Series? To me, it doesn't mean anything like it used to. I mean, John Schurz, it's an amazing accomplishment, but, hey, more than one World Series, please. And that's why I want to see them go all in. Give what you have to give to get the big guys to come in here. The Cubs needed two starters. They got two starters. That just drives me crazy that other teams were able to address things that we weren't, seemingly. Now, that doesn't mean, just to double down with what you said, that they can't get the work done with the pieces they've added, and the bullpen continues. And, yes, fingers crossed, everybody who's dealt with a Tommy John or a rehab can come up and contribute to this team. But that's a lot of ifs, Carl. Carl got so upset earlier. I got to tell you what happened during the commercial break.
You're going to tell this story?
Carl got so upset with what didn't happen with the Braves, he furiously kicked over a fan, providing us vital cooling element.
It was an accident.
Here in these very, very hot temperatures,
you done messed up, AA!
I mean, and thanks to Gordon, I mean, I was worried about you, man. And look, then to take a hammer to it? This isn't the scene in Office Space when they're going to work on the copier?
I didn't know you were going to tell the full story. Look, I stepped back. It was an accident, Mike. I didn't mean to go in on the fan like that.
I mean, and you bent it. The violence.
I did bend it.
Gordon came over and said, man, what kind of sick, twisted individual bends a fan like that?
Hey, this just in, real quick. Edge rusher Jalen Walker down on the field with an apparent injury.
Oh, God, no. Come on.
The cart has come out for him.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Now.
Oh, man.
Might not be anything.
Oh, boy.
But this is coming from our friends who are right behind us here at Flowery Branches. We're in front. of the practice facility.
I can look through the weight room, guys gathered around.
So, well, again, don't want to make more of it than it is, but never good when they send the card out for him.
I mean, you can see that there's definitely a break in the action, and folks are all kind of gathered around. Yeah, this is bad. This is rough.
All right.
I mean, again, I just, as you said, we're not doctors. Hopefully it's just some swelling or something, but man.
Not good.
This is what you hate to hear around any NFL camp this time of year, man.
Well,
Especially for a guy we got such high hopes for.
That's that. And you know, last year he was dealing with stuff.
Soft tissue injuries last year at camp.
And then, you know, so we really didn't get a chance to evaluate him. But that is the latest here from Falcons training camp, guys. And that's why we're here. We're bringing you the latest information as it comes in. So as we are looking behind us, I think there might be some guys doing some individual things, I think, but some fans are going to get a chance to meet some of their players as they make their way over. But, yeah, we'll hopefully get the latest on this potential injury. Again, Jalen Walker, go Dogs, down on the field, and they sent out the card for him. So until we know more about the specifics of this, we will not speculate.
Man, it just takes the wind out of your sails. We're talking about, you know, all the momentum, the things we're excited about, knowing that James Pierce Jr. perhaps in a state of flux right now with the league, and knowing that we thought Jalen Walker can fill those gaps and do some really great work and build off that 5-sack season last year.
Yeah, and look, the future, speaking of what we just talked about and laid out all these pieces on offense that have gotten paid now, everybody's got their bag. The defensive side in the future is, we hope, JPJ, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts, A.V. Terrell, right? You just drafted him. Like, there are some guys on the defensive side that you feel like, okay, there's a nice young nucleus. And, Mike, eventually we're going to draft one of these big stud inside guys. We keep trying to go out and get those guys. And maybe, you know, Laquelle London and maybe some of these other guys that we've picked up can fill that void. But Jalen is one of those guys that you go, hey, that's a future building piece around. And so – if, in fact, he is injured severely, and we'll find out, I'll say this. We know what he's made of, and he will be back stronger than ever, but let's hope that's not the case. And, Mike, we saw a guy, I think it was in Cincinnati, day one, leaves on a cart. Next day they say, hey, no structural damage. He's going to be fine. I think it was Stewart, the big lineman.
Right.
Yeah, Jamar Stewart for Cincinnati. So sometimes the cart is not an indicator, but it's also not something any fan wants to see.
No, you're right. We've seen some situations where you do get some good news better than it looks, but Mark Ramondi from our buddy from ESPN.com reporting that no air cast, that Jalen Walker carted off his face, was in his palm as he left the field.
Yeah, because he knows. Every player knows when they hear that snap, pop, crackle, whatever it might be, they work out enough, Mike, that don't feel right. And that's probably what he is experiencing right now, is that doesn't feel right. So it looks like the Falcons are going to – yes, and they have stopped practice. So practice has
I looked over your shoulder because we can see right through the weight room onto the practice facility right here by the fan experience as you come into Flowery Branch. And so, yeah, that's one that takes – it basically just takes it out of everybody. Guys kind of have a feeling where it's going. Hope that's not the case. But you and I have seen enough of this in football to know it's generally not good.
No doubt. All right, guys, stay tuned. We will try to find out the latest for you while we're here.
You want to kick the fan now?
I might kick it again. This is not what I want to hear.
This is not what I want to hear. It's like we just – all the things we've said about, you know, Bijan Robinson getting his contract extension, that applies to Jalen Walker. The first interview we did the day he was drafted, I mean, just a leader, the Kirby Smart school of approaching football as a professional at the next level, and a good guy in the locker room. And you see by virtue of the reaction from the players to him being carted off today, how much he means to this team.
Yeah, here's what else is frustrating. NFL Network's here. Buddy Steve Weiss is here today. Ian, all the guys from NFL Network are here, and they're doing stuff on Bijan. They're doing stuff on the team. But I'll say this, Mike. You know, we talk about our team being showcased and getting people excited. They're hitting all the camps, and then the day that they're here, and nobody has any power over this stuff, but the day they're here, Jalen Walker goes down and you're like, damn. So again, apparent leg injury. The team surrounded him before he was taken away. Again, non-padded practice. Today they were in shells, so that's helmet, shoulder pads. That was the plan, because in the new NFL, guys, you don't go back-to-back full pads kind of deal. So Stefanski said tomorrow we'll be back in full pads. And I got to tell you, the enthusiasm for today's practice was very high because of the Bijan deal. Everybody was excited to have him back on the field. Guys were dapping him up and, you know, congratulating him. And then you have this happen. So very, very disappointing.
It's just a gut punch. And the fans now, as you said, the Falcons coming off the field. And now the fans who traveled down here to be at practice are heading out too. And it just, it's a very solemn vibe for obvious reasons.
All right. You guys can chime in. We were going to play some double A. We'll save that. We will get to it, as he did speak to the Steakhouse today, and let you hear a little bit of that response, his responses in regards to what he wasn't able to pull off. And look, I'm not saying he didn't talk to all the folks, and some of these reports come out, and it's just, as a fan, after the fact, you can always tell me we were close. You can always say that. And that is the benefit of the doubt. Now,
But we don't ever know.
But you don't ever know. And that's you know, that's the guy at the bar, man. I talked to her when you left. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you did. So
no, I hooked up. You didn't see?
Exactly. Exactly. So I think Alex, you know, knowing the kind of GM he's been, I do think they investigated and certainly surveyed everything. But this whole notion about, you know, we were close here, we talked to this person or that person, those things, guys, are really, really behind the scenes. And you really don't know how far along they were when you say, was it just a phone call? Or was it multiple calls, Mike, and we were really close? And those are the things we'll never know. All right, man.
You know, I was just going to say, we talked just the other day about, you know, Braylon Trice and a guy who's dealt with multiple knee issues. Remember, he got injured in that first preseason game with Miami. And, I mean, if there's anything that it just reshuffles the deck, certainly as far as the depth chart, if Jalen Walker is going to miss a significant piece of time. Again, guys, if you're just tuning in, Carl just mentioned, carted off the field. Team just basically called it a day with practice. And that's just brutal. But there are opportunities. We talked about Christian Harris, who's, you know, we thought was going to slot in next to Divine Diablo. But for other guys here on this roster, there is some chance. And they did add a lot of guys on prove-it deals at the linebacker and outside linebacker position.
All right, let's take a break. Hell, I need one. We'll come back.
I mean, first the Braves don't do jack, and then I lose one of my favorite. I don't want to say lose. We don't know yet. We're going to find out what the word is. But you know the reaction we just talked about with Jalen Walker that we have such high hopes and expectations for this season. Damn.
All right. We're live at Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Live at Flowery Branch, guys. Training camp continues. It's day six. Alabama, stand up. This man sitting next to us,
Look at him. He's smiling. Look at him. He's like, yeah, we was winning. We was doing big things back then. Yeah. Brian Robinson, running back for Atlanta Falcons. And, B, we appreciate you joining us. We got a lot to chop up. But before we do, obviously, what just took place, I know you guys don't probably know anything, but the reports of Jalen Walker being carted off, certainly no Falcon fan, no teammate wants to see that happen.
Not at all. Praying for him. You know, as you can see, we was all down on the knee on the field. Jalen's a great guy, you know, great player. You know, he's going to be a great addition to this team. And, you know, we hate to see that, you know, not only for Jalen, but to any of our brothers.
Hey, big guy, how you liking your time in Atlanta so far? And what's your role, man? Obviously, we got Bijan, we got you. We think it's a hell of a 1-2 punch.
Well, my time here so far has been amazing. It's been, you know, great meeting the coaches, meeting my players. You know, obviously, it's a new home for me, but the energy has been very high. And for the role for me is to, you know, just get involved and stay involved and help this team, you know, win football games on Sundays.
Physically, man, how are you feeling? I mean, obviously you started in Washington and then, you know, spent, what, I guess a season in San Francisco.
Right.
How are you feeling physically? Because I know that's a big part of you know, the expectation for you and the physicality that you run with.
Right. Physically, I'm feeling the best I've felt, you know, my whole career, honestly. Obviously, you know how I started my career. So, you know, everything I've done since the start of my career has been, you know, injury plagued. And just to be able to recover and, you know, get myself back to 100% strength now to this point, I feel, you know, 100%.
Have you changed anything with your regimen? I mean, to your point about coming in and having to deal with those injuries, different trainers, different regimen, or you're just like, okay, had a couple of bad luck things happen. How do you feel that?
Right. You know, things definitely happened for me the way they did. For me, you know, I just got to stay true to who I am and what I believe in and, you know, the process that's always worked for me. So I just have to continue doing what I have to do personally to make sure that I feel my best so that I can come to work and give my brothers everything I got every day.
Falcons running back Brian Robinson, guys, with us live from Falcons camp. We were looking at the numbers earlier. We were saying, man, you had some good days against us. I know a couple years back, 24-yard touchdown catch.
Look at him smiling.
Yeah,
I
know that
evil
one because
smile.
You beat us 24-16 in that one. You had a big run, moved the chains for the 49ers last year. So thanks for not being against us, I guess.
Right. But, so we're on the same side now.
Right on, man. What do you think of the Stefanski offense and how you fit?
I've been loving it so far. Honestly, just in my career overall, I've been a part of multiple different systems and multiple different coaching styles. So there's nothing really new that he's bringing. It's just all about, you know, just trying to do things the way he want them done. And the system is pretty familiar for me. I'm pretty familiar with, you know, everything he's put in the playbook. So it's not too complicated for me to just, you know, hit the ground rolling.
How similar is it with you being in San Francisco? So Kyle Shanahan obviously was here way back when in 16 and 17, and he left. And we always talk about the comparisons of these offenses, right, and how similar they are but with little tweaks.
Right.
Is that how you see this offense? I don't want to say it's what San Francisco runs, but, you know, we talk about McVay and Shanahan and even, you know, up in Minnesota with Kevin up there. A lot of these systems look very similar offensively.
Yeah, and to be honest, and I'm sure you've heard this, before. This is a copycat league.
Yes, right.
So a lot of things are repetitive, you know, and the terminology just changed. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff you're gonna see that people have similar in all of their playbooks. You know, they might just word it differently so that, you know, other teams can't catch on to the terminology that they use. So. A lot of stuff.
Just gonna say it that casually, like four national championships. Did I you mean, see? You got fans here looking at him like that's just so casual.
I played in four.
You asked me, so I had to
told you. He's laying it out there.
Being able to win two national championships and winning three SEC championships, obviously, you know, played in a lot of championship games. So being a part of a lot of championship teams, so that's the culture that I'm, you know, familiar with. I'm familiar with winning.
Right.
And, you know, that's one thing I appreciated about Saban is, you know, he just kept us locked in and, you know, focused, you know, year in and year out. You know, for us to have that amount of success, you know, over 5 years, you know, it says a lot about not only the program, but, you know, Coach Saban as a coach.
You said he came and got you right down the road from down there in Alabama. What was his selling point? Or did he have to?
He didn't really have to sell nothing to me, man. I wanted to be a part of what he was building in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, that's my hometown. You know, I bleed crimson and red. Like, that's you know, I've been a hometown fan my whole life. So, you know, he didn't really have to do much, but just, you know, give me the opportunity, give me the offer. And that was enough for me. I was like, yo, I'm coming regardless.
Right. Brian Robbins is with us, and one of the things that we do in this offense, I think basically when Bijan is out and you're in, we don't really lose much because you love catching the football, and yards after the catch is your thing too.
Right, and that's something I want to continue to put on film, continue to prove to people how well I can, you know, catch the ball and how consistent I can catch the ball, and how much I can average per time I catch the ball. And, you know, I know people don't really look at that stat line when they come to me because they're too focused on all the other things that they're familiar with me doing. So excited to continue to show, you know, what I can do.
Brian Robinson here with us on Dukes and Bell. Guys, Falcons practice, if you're just tuning in, is over. And it's over a little bit early today simply because Jalen Walker is carted off the field, unfortunately. And I know you're making that face in your car or however you're right. accessing the show right now,
we
going, damn. We're all saying the same thing. We do not know the extent of the injury, but that is why practice was done early today. So hopefully we'll get an update coming up here as Brian Robinson joins us. Man, what are the goals for you this year, man? How do you see things playing out for yourself? I know every year guys come in with goals and you want to achieve certain things. What is it for Brian Robinson?
The goal for me this year, right, is to, you know, help this team, you know, develop a culture that's, you know, winning. And set a standard that's, you know, playoffs are better, you know. And I know I'm not really sure, you know, what's happened, you know, years here beforehand, but, you know, I've been to the playoffs, you know, the last 2 years. So, you know, I don't expect to go backwards. So my goal is to, you know, help this football team win games. And I feel like if I could just help this team win games, you know, week in and week out, you know, my personal goals, they'll take care of themselves by the end of the season.
Trying to figure out just who's going to be the starting quarterback. You had a chance to be a part of a really special season with Jaden Daniels.
Right.
His first year. And by the way, what's it like playing? We know Dan Quinn from his time here. How's Sergeant Slogan, man? Did you like playing for Dan?
Dan Quinn was good. He was good
right.
for me.
Yeah. But Jaden was something. I mean, again, he's trying to get it back. Took a big of a back step with the injuries last year. But that was a great, special season with Washington running all the way through the playoffs.
Right. He was. JD is a very special player. Yep.
Well, look, we're looking forward to big things from you. Hopefully Jalen is okay, and
right.
I know we don't want that to overshadow your time with us because we were looking forward to speaking with you. It's just
right.
weird that it happened on a day like today. But, Brian, man, we're looking forward for you doing big things for this Falcons
yes,
team.
Sir.
Give him a big round of applause, y'all.
Thanks,
Pete.
Thank
y'all. Appreciate
you.
Brian
yep.
Robinson, appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for coming through.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We are live again at Flowery. There are a lot of other things going on in and around the NFL. We'll fill you in. I think the biggest thing, obviously, today was Bijan Robinson getting his bag, and we feel really good about that. I think the team feels really good. But you said it. This kind of thing, it just, you know, it's a just, punch in the stomach, man. It takes the air out of you when you hear one of your young star players is injured. And again, we do not know the extent of it, but it's like, damn, you know?
You know, and look, we don't want to speculate, but you've seen – guys have seen video and it'll probably be on SportsCenter tonight, NFL films, NFL league, I should say networks out here with the league guys. And it's just when you see the player reaction and you see everybody kind of gather together and, you know, I mean, it's a serious injury. I mean, that's the thing I think we can all, there's no speculation there. And it just takes the wind out of your sails because we have such high hopes for him building off that rookie season where, again, he was sort of on a pitch count early last year because of some soft tissue injuries. He's a natural leader. He's everything that Kirby puts in the NFL from that first time we interviewed him the day he was drafted. So you hope that he gets some good news, but it's just, as you said, just a gut punch.
Yeah, and the other thing, look, here's the unfortunate part about this. We don't know what's going to happen with James Pierce Jr. still.
No, it's up in the air from the league. Man.
So, right. You know, look, we're happy he's out here at practice, but there's a reality that, God forbid, Jalen's hurt and maybe out for an extended time, and then JPJ's not with us. That looks completely different on defense.
Yeah, you just lost 16 sacks from the second most sacks in the league last year. Just be purely real about it.
It looks different than it did last year. And you can talk about all these guys we brought in. Guys, at the end of the day, these are two building blocks that we drafted. And that's why they're here, and you're hoping that they're going to take the next step. But if one is out for an injury and the other may be potentially suspended, which, again, is still out there and we don't know, that's not the way you want to start the season.
Mm.
So hopefully that's not the case. And, again, the James Pierce Jr. situation is going to play out, and the league will at some point let us know. But I just don't want to dismiss that because that's a double down on top of this injury.
Yeah, man, and it just, we said, the fans, watching the fans' faces coming down the hill. I mean, it just, it's like, oh, that just happened? I mean, it's just, it's the worst possible thing. We see it, unfortunately, too often around the NFL. We just spent some time last week talking about wanting a natural surface. It's one of those freak accidents.
Yeah.
And especially, as you said, you can't go full contact 2 days in a row, and it's just a day that this shouldn't happen, if we're honest.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Connor Riley is going to join us at 4. Okay, so from Dog Nation, we'll get the latest on the Dogs as they start to get ready for camp. Some college football news coming up. We'll come back. We'll fill in the blanks on what's going on around the NFL. There are a lot of other stories we need to tell you about. But here at Falcons training camp, practice has wrapped up due to the Jalen Walker injury. All right, we're coming back. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch. Some unfortunate news today for Falcon fans as we are waiting to hear what the latest is on Jalen Walker, who was carted off of the field today. Practice was stopped. They ran, you know, no more plays after that as the team huddled around him. And a big shout-out to Brian Robinson, Mike. I know crappy timing for him to come over after something like that happens, but he is a pro. So he joined us, our other running back, Brian Robinson. So we have Bijan Robinson and Brian Robinson. He went to Alabama and is very confident in helping this team. And we'll talk more about what he had to say. But he just joined us if you're just tuning in. But, Mike, we're still reeling, man, about the way fans are walking out of here. You know, with their heads kind of like, damn, this, again, it's just not what we need right now at
and
this point.
Everybody asking us, what do you know? What do you know? And I said, well, you know, I know this. When you basically shut down practice after an injury, it's a pretty serious injury.
Yeah.
Because the players are acutely aware of what's going on. And, you know, if he's in a level of discomfort and everybody knows, oh, man, this could be the one that again, we're not going to speculate, but you've seen enough of these videos in the NFL, unfortunately, at camp where you see guys huddle around and react. And it's visceral, and it's a gut punch. And you hope that he's going to be okay and to get some good news from the doctors. And that's all we can hang our hat on. But we've seen enough of this to know it's probably not good.
So here's what's crazy about what's going on already in our division. Saints have lost defensive lineman Brian Breesy for the season, ACL. The Panthers lost Nick Scorton, outside linebacker, ACL. Done. Then they lose Chris Brazil, who was the wide receiver out of Tennessee, who has an LCL tear in his left knee. He's out. The Saints are dealing with something. The Panthers are dealing with something. And we're talking about a key cog into something, you know, offensively or defensively. And now, Mike, ironically, the Falcons may be dealing with something here with Jalen Walker. And I just want to get back to this real quick before we get into some other things going on around the NFL. When we talk about this defense taking the next step, we had a lot of sacks last year. We were second in the league. It was great. But you need these young stars to continue to blossom, man. And the way you do that is having these guys out on the field. And look, the desire and the want to from Jalen Walker,
right?
I can't even tell you guys. Like, even the second day we were here, and I was over there talking with him, I posted a video. It's on socials that put him up, C Dukes. And we were just talking, you know, before he actually went on camera. And he was just saying how good he felt, how confident he was about this being the second year. He said, you know, last year I literally leave Georgia. I'm the team captain.
Right.
I get drafted. I'm at camp. I got these injuries I'm dealing with, and it felt like I never got to just take a breath.
Right.
Right. And so he says, then we go through the season, and he says, this now coming back, Mike, and this is Jalen Walker talking. This was, again, last week when he said this to me, but he said, now I feel like I've taken a breath, and I'm ready. Like, not that I wasn't last year, but it was just boom, 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 one thing after another. And so with that said, you know, now this happens, and my point is, guys, if anybody's fit to deal with this kind of thing, it's this dude.
Yeah, man, I just hate it. You know, we've talked about, you know, guys that who was it? Who's the former Georgia linebacker at North Carolina that had played for the Carolina Panthers? And you know, had injury.
Thomas
Davis had injury after injury, year after year, and every year he'd have to do the rehab, and every year it just it just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And here's a guy. You know, we're looking for a breakout season, and you just pointed out, you know, we're second in the league in sacks. You take out James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, that's 16 sacks off of your total from last season, and we're still waiting to see. I mean, look, again, I can't imagine the NFL's going to drop something here in the next couple days and say James Pierce Jr. suspended for half the season. I don't know. We've been trying to figure this one out and handicap it, but now that looms super large over, you know, just true defensive production and getting after the quarterback. Because
yeah,
Jalen Walker is going to be walking up to the line, and he was, you know, you and I were arguing. I said, can he do the middle linebacker thing? He can do anything he wants because he did that at Georgia, but his role here was to get the quarterback.
Yeah, and look, I think his role is going to be expounded upon.
Right.
This season, because again, the more you play and the more you understand stuff, the more I can do with you. And that's what he was talking about in the sense of feeling good and being in a good spot. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. A couple of the things going on around the NFL. As we said, Connor Riley's set to join us, but this news has just got us stunned right now as we're trying to figure out, all right, what's the deal? The best thing that could possibly happen, obviously, is they do all the tests, the MRI, whatever, Mike, and again, no damage. And then we take a deep breath, maybe get some time off, but at least we know he's not out for an extensive time. The worst news, obviously, and this is what we have to prepare for, is it is severe and he's done for the season.
Right. Now, some folks are saying that Mark Raimondi reported no air cast as far as they could tell.
Okay.
So that would be a good sign positively.
Yes.
That something is not a compound fracture that you got to isolate if that's it. But still, you know, you're still, again, we're just getting this information as it rolls along. But what exactly is it going to be? You know, that's the question, man. It's certainly a guy that we know means so much to this football team and everything we just talked about with the dynamic of Jeff Ulbrich's defense. Feared to have torn his ACL per Steve Wyche.
Yeah. Well, look, that's why they got to do these tests. And if that is the case, you guys know that's the season. So we'll wait again till we get official word. And once that comes down, we'll tell you and certainly talk about it with you guys. But it is it's a gut punch, man. And look, coming off this Braves thing, that's just the other part
about it.
It's
a cherry on top of the crap sundae. Look, the Braves are in first place. The Braves have a big lead over the Phillies, and they may do something in the postseason. It's going to take a superhuman effort from the starting pitching, not named Chris Sale, and the bullpen to get us across that finish line. You know, so hope is great, guys. Hope is a good thing, as they said in Shawshank. But I mean, the reality is, other teams are more loaded than you are.
Yeah.
And you may burn out your bullpen just to get there.
Look, Mike, I think the only way we get there, and I'm talking about World Series, okay? I'm not talking about division. I'm not talking about NLCS. The only way we get there is if going into September, into late September, into early October, Mike, we've got the hottest offense in the league. That's what's got to carry us. If you're scoring 5-6 runs a game, you take a lot of pressure off of this pitching staff. The problem is we have had spurts this season, and we know that June was terrible where we were not doing any of that and we weren't scoring runs. So that to me is the kicker. I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, forget about the pitching. I'm not going to sit here and keep my fingers crossed that I'm going to get five quality innings right from any of these guys outside of Chris Sale. But I am going to tell you that this offense with Acuna and Riley and Olsen and Ozzie and Harris and Drake, those guys are going to have to take us there. And that means this team is hitting, and right, that means this team right is scoring runs. That's where I'm at.
Look, I saw it this weekend. You know, you just swept the Nationals. That's a good hitting ball club.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of weapons there. You know, and it was just kind of fun to see a guy like Martin Perez. I mean, that's the good news. A guy like Martin Perez can be told on, you know, short notice, like, little, hey, wake up, sleepyhead, taking a nap.
Yep.
You're in. And he goes out and he gives you know, a shutout baseball and throws a no-hitter through six innings. You know, so, I mean, good things can happen with this team, but it goes back to all the way back to the offseason. I'm using the general manager's own words. He said starting pitching was a priority going into the offseason. It was never addressed. So you're just hoping that everybody comes back from injury, and that's not a plan.
It's not. All right, let's talk a couple of things around the NFL just to fill you in on some news notes. And again, the fear is that Jalen Walker has torn an ACL. No confirmation yet. He's getting tested probably as we speak here in the building, and hopefully we'll hear something before we get done at 6 o'clock. All right, first and foremost, Mike, Jadeveon Clowney's back with the Houston Texans. Just around the NFL, he signs a deal to go back there. He had 8.5 sacks last season. They add him to a defense with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. And guys, they got some dudes. Jadeveon Clowney is not those guys right now. He's just a piece, but he goes back to the team that drafted him number one overall back in 2014. And, you know, we'll see how that shakes out for him, but the Texans adding some depth there. Ricky Pearsall, Mike, is going to miss the season due to a PCL injury in his right knee. So he got shot.
Yes.
Right, which certainly wasn't his fault.
That was involved in a mugging down by the water in San Fran.
And that
survives.
And that cost him a season. And now he has a PCL injury in his right knee. So he's expected to have surgery in the next couple of weeks, but he's done for the season.
And
for the
49ers. We mentioned it yesterday in Guy Talk, and a lot of traction on social media last night is, you know, what people seem to perceive as an extra amount of injuries occurring at the 49ers training facility since they moved it to Levi's Stadium, adjacent to Levi's Stadium,
right,
and the power substation. And, again, do electromagnetic fields exist that screw people up? I don't know. I'm not qualified to speak to that. We'd have to get somebody from Georgia Tech on to give that a breakdown. But a lot of injuries. It's seemingly John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, including his injury this year from a car accident, they're dealing with every year.
Yeah, man. A couple of things I want you to hear. One of them is Aaron Donald coming back. They asked Sean McVay. Rams camp's underway. Remember, they go down under this year. They're playing in Australia, I think, right, against the 49ers. McVay answered the question this way about Aaron Donald.
Here's what I would tell you. There won't be any news on that front until we get back to Woodland Hills. You know, we have some different things, which, you know, I totally understand. What I don't want to do is there's some conversations that we've had. We've loosely had some different timelines that are kind of temporary. I want to keep those between us, just, you know, if something unforeseen happens, out of respect for him and the situation. But I know this, you know, the things are going in the right direction, and if there's an arrow, it's trending upwards.
All right. So what do you think?
He's coming back.
Me too. Think the same thing.
He's coming back.
And he's never liked practice because he never had to practice. He's one of those guys like Lawrence Taylor. He just steps on the field and he kills people.
Yeah, it's true. He destroys practice, to be honest with you. There have been many coaches, even McVay, who's taken him out of practice because he's disrupting what they're trying to do offensively. You can't even run practice.
Right.
It happened at Pitt. He did hardly practice because he's just that disruptive. I think he's coming back. Meanwhile, let's hear from Ben Johnson, Mike, the coach of the Bears, talking about the motivation for them. And, you know, people are saying Caleb Williams, man, may be the best quarterback now, top three quarterback in the league. Here's Ben Johnson.
We're the number one regression candidate, so I think we got plenty of motivation ourselves. We talked about Caleb in the past. He's used to handling a lot of attention, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay, he talked about number one regressive as far as
right,
a team that, you know, did more than expected last year, and now they come back, right? We see it every year. 5-6 wins, and everybody goes, what the hell happened to the Bears? I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what he's saying they're fighting against.
I know that it's funny. There's storylines now where – remember, we just talked to Brian Robinson about how good Jaden Daniels looked in 24. And 25, the Commanders took a huge step backwards.
They did.
And by virtue of that amazing playoff run, got that first place or that difficult schedule, you know, from their appearance in the playoffs, and things really did not get traction. the Bears. Is success going to spoil Caleb Williams? Is he going to get better? Because, I mean, look, he's a hell of a talent, but some of that stuff was improv. Some of that stuff was him just pulling stuff out of his butt.
Well, it was like Patrick
Mahomes-like. You're right.
Yeah.
Can you replicate that? And their defense is still a little suspect. That's one thing that most Bears fans would tell you, that they're still that's an area of concern.
All right, guys, coming up, we'll talk with Connor Riley, Dog Nation. By the way, coaches' polls are out. You believe in the polls? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We'll tell you where the Dogs are ranked, at least going into the season with the coaches' poll that is out. If you're just tuning in, Bijan Robinson gets his deal, guys. It's done. He was on the field today, but it wasn't as long as we had hoped because practice was cut short, Mike.
Jalen Walker in a pass play does something to his knee. Ian Rappaport over here, Steve Weiss, reporting that he believes it's an ACL. Falcon players all took a knee, gathered round, and Stefanski says that's it, practice is over. So it was one of those moments where, collectively, the air went out of the balloon, and they called it an afternoon, and now we're waiting to hear some good news, hopefully from the medical, on a guy that's going to be a big part of this defense.
Tua was just quoted as saying, we all know injuries come with the game. All we can do for Jay is pray for him and hope that everything is going to be okay. Tua's well aware of it. Hell, Michael Penix. You got right. A bunch of guys on this team.
They've all been there.
That know what it's like to have to deal with this, especially early on in the season. And, you know, man, it just takes the air out of the sails. It just does.
Yeah.
And again, the season hasn't started yet, but somebody just hit me up. Would this matter if the season started? No, it doesn't. If this was week 3, it'd still suck. If it was week 11, it'd suck.
Right.
The fact that we may be starting the season without either one of our edge rushers, two guys that we picked in the first round,
right,
and who were very productive, just doesn't bode well.
I don't know many teams that say, oh, no big deal, we just lost 16 sacks, and to your point, our two first-round picks. Jalen Walker, as we said last year, he kind of had to miss some time earlier in camp with some soft tissue. It was either a hamstring, groin injury, what do you say in Texas? A groin?
Growing.
But either way, he missed some time, and it always seemed like he was on a bit of a pitch count throughout the earlier, like maybe first half of the season. But he came on strong, as we said, 5.5 sacks. Pierce had 10.5 sacks, 16 sacks off the second most sacks in the NFL last season. And we've got a lot of guys on one-year contracts and prove-its that can't give you that production.
No, they cannot. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're live at Flowery Branch. Practice is done. We will continue to update you. This is where you want to be for the latest information. We're coming back. Dog Nation's reporter Connor Riley will join us next. Who do the coaches have number one, and where are the Dogs? Find out on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judge 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.